Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting 8th. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Dalrymple and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Buford moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to third. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Dalrymple moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0 for 1 in the game. Phoebus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 1 in the game. Horland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Melton reaches second base with a double. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dalrymple for the out. One out. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0-for-2 in the game. Phoebus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Phoebus moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phoebus moves to third. Buford moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phoebus scores. Buford scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Dan Osinski now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Pete Ward pinch hits for Dan Osinski. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry pinch runs for Pete Ward. Pete Rickard now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple takes first base on ball 4. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Ed Hairman. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.